Psychic Cowgirl Radio. This is your host, Reverend Shannon, the Psychic Cowgirl. I want to let you know that my intention with this show is to share information, practical cowgirl wisdom, and tools to aid you on your personal development journey. I have a bachelor's degree in metaphysics. I am an ordained minister with the Canadian International Metaphysical Ministry. I'm also a hypnotherapist, past life regression therapist, and an Akashic record reading practitioner. I'm a natural-born intuitive and psychic. It is genetic. I see and feel energies and connections. I use my talents and education to help clients become more aware of their own patterns, intuition, blocks in their life, and then to tap into energies to create what is their personal dream life. I believe in divine guidance, karma, and that intentions are key to any situation. I do offer clarity and understanding from a soul level perspective when you work with me. At times, a little guidance is all that we require to step into our power and move forward in our lives. You can find out more about me on my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. I also have a Facebook page, Psychic Cowgirl, and I'm on Twitter as the Psychic Cowgirl. Please share any comments or questions through my Facebook page. I do answer the messages, or you could email me, Shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. I look forward to hearing from you all, and let's begin today's show. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday to all of you. How are things in your world today? Alberta had an election yesterday, and the energies today are very interesting, and it's snowing for real. I look outside my window. It's snowing. Almost a blizzard. So that makes for an interesting day today. There was a lot of fun comments on social media about the snow and the Alberta election. In Alberta, our Conservative Party has been in power for like 40-some years. It's always been a PC government for that amount of time. And yesterday, there was a complete upset, and the NDP government won a majority. Shocked a lot of people. It's upset a lot of people. It's also delighted a lot of people. I've been saying 2015 is the year for shakeups and changes, and this is another one. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. I'm positive. I think it's going to be a good thing. But, yeah, shocking. My prediction was that the NDP would get in, but with a minority government. They wouldn't get as many votes as they did and have a majority, but I was wrong. They won by kind of a landslide, and it's pretty shocking. It's kind of shocked the rest of the country, too. But, you know, from a metaphysical perspective, that's the way you create change, right? When you've been doing things in a certain way for a really long time, it creates a pattern of being, a pattern of living. And to change that, it has to be a shakeup, because we get entirely too comfortable with our patterns, don't we? Right? And we can't even see them as a pattern. We just simply feel that's the way it is. Now, it was interesting because I chose this topic before all this went down, because my week last week was obnoxious, as some of you know from my radio show, which had to be on last Thursday morning because of things that... Oh, no. Was it yet last week that I had no power on the Wednesday? Yeah.
And I know time seriously has no meaning. It's really hard to remember what day of the week it is, isn't it? It just is different. It's shifting. It's changing. It's almost like we have to try to, like, keep on top of it a little bit just so that we don't lose track of everything. Scheduling, craziness, yeah. Scheduling is really challenging for me the last few days. But, okay, so last week was obnoxious in my world. I just had situations come up again and again, and it's really, really. So when these things happen, we often ask ourselves, are these signs from the universe? And I don't like the word tests from the universe, but I don't know any other word that fits. So if you can come up with a word that fits better, please let me know. So I'm just going to use my examples, of course, because, you know, I do hear from a lot of you, but I don't share your stuff because it's not my story to tell. But I will say that a lot of you that I've been speaking to lately are going through the same types of things. So if this is happening to you, you're in not only good company, but this is huge, huge soul growth time. Now, when these things happen, so we can look at them as signs from the universe. So my obnoxious challenges last week was dealing with obnoxious people. I guess that's the best way to put it. A blatantly obnoxious people too. And so I could look at that as, okay, so they're really bugging me. I'm not liking how this is going. What am I doing wrong? Why does this keep happening to me? What am I doing wrong? How can I change so that this doesn't happen anymore? So then that would be a sign. Sign from the universe, so what you're doing is not working. Make sense? Okay. Or, now this is where, I mean, this knowing yourself and this journey of self-discovery, it's tricky, right? It is. So I could look at that as signs that, you know what, the way I've been handling it must be wrong, so it keeps happening. Or as a test. A test to see if I'm handling it differently now than I would have in the past. A test to prove to my own self that the work I'm doing is actually working. So in my case, there was obnoxiousness going on, and I had a choice to react in a big way, right? You know, maybe swear, yell, scream, jump up and down, you know, have a hissy fit to get my point across, you know, things of that nature that are very reactionary and very back in the person's face that I was dealing with. I certainly could have done that. I didn't. In the case of the bus thing, none of us did, and I'm so proud of my parents because it was hard. It was. And the other situations I dealt with, I could have been, right? Go and find someone else in the gossip about it and say, do you know what this person said? Can you believe that they were doing that? Wow, so crazy. Like, who do they think they are? Instead, I realized that they are coming from a place of insecurity, and the best thing for myself, I didn't even realize that. This was just my reaction. And it was best for me was to say, oh, well, really, their opinion of me is not really that important. It's not actually important to me at all. And they're reacting from a place of their own insecurities, their own jealousies, their own stuff. It really has nothing to do with me. Yes, the things they said were to do with me and were talking about me, but really, it's about them if I choose to react that way. And that's where it gets tricky, right? It's hurtful when someone is bashing you. at the same time, it does say more about them than it does about you. Especially when in this one case, it wasn't even true. It was hysterical because this person did get busted by my husband, actually. And I didn't even find out about it until, like, hours and hours and hours later. And I wondered why this person was being very strange to me. I thought, whatever. I'm pretty sure that they don't care for me in the first place. So, you know, whatever. It's not going to bother me. It's a little weird, but whatever. Everybody has their issues, right? And then I found out hours later what was really going on, and then it all made sense. All made sense. But, you know, it's our choice. We can react and then get another chance to do better, right? Or we can detach, look at it in a different way, and then, you know, if we get it, I'm stumbling over my words now because this is sticky. It's tricky. And then if the situation, similar situation happens again, we know that we can react in a calm manner and it will be okay, right? It's like that flight or fight thing. Do we fight back or do we just walk away and ignore it? Always our choice, right? Always our choice. And sometimes it is fight back, right? Sometimes it is. And fighting back might not be talking. Fighting back could be a well-worded email. In the case of our transportation department, I did send a well-worded email on the Friday. So we had that big meeting Wednesday night. Thursday, I calmed down. I worked on it anyway. Friday, I wrote an email outlining what had happened, outlining some expectations, and then I sent a copy to the parents that are in this with me to proofread, to add something if they wanted. So let me tell you what happened after that. It's cool. So after that, I sent the email on the Friday. Monday morning, and you know, when I got up that morning, I thought, I'm driving the kids to school. I know it. Sure enough, the bus broke down. Now, remember, they have a replacement bus for us because the old bus that we had such trouble with has been officially retired to fill-in status. Seriously, if it pulls up in my driveway, though, because the other bus is broken down, I'm not putting my kids on it. I just can't do it. It's been too much. Anyways, that Monday morning, get ready for school. I'm like, yeah, I need to take my phone out. And I forgot it again. And about, you know, 7:21, it's like time for the bus to be there, and it feels that way, and it's not showing up. So I walk to the house, grab my phone. Sure enough, within 5 minutes, I get a phone call. Yeah, bus broke down. Didn't even get out of our yard. And I will admit, that morning when I was walking out with the kids, I said to the universe, if the bus is going to break down today, please let it be before any kids get on. Because, you know, it's just getting to be too much. Sure enough, it broke down in her yard. And it already done that when I said that. But, yeah, thank you, universe. So did the universe send me that message or did I tune in? Dun, dun, dun. And so, I mean, all we could do then is laugh, right? What else do you do? So I was going to, like, seriously throw on rain pants. It was frosty that morning and a sweatshirt underneath my jacket and wear my pajamas to school when I dropped the kids off. And then I thought, no, because I'm probably going to have a couple conversations about this breaking down, so I better put some effort into it. So I did. I got dressed. I, you know, put on a hat but made my hair not so outrageous. And I ended up driving a neighbor into school, too. So I dropped my kids off, went and dropped her off at her school, and then went back to the school. Very glad I did. I was hanging out because it just felt like I needed to, right? I wanted to chit-chat with some people. And then I got called to that principal's office. Dun, dun, dun. I said to the kids, do you think I'm in trouble? They laughed at me. Yeah. They know better, right? So went to the principal's office and received a letter that was CC'd to me. They spelled my name wrong, though. Thank you, school division. Not sure if that's something I should be concerned about, but whatever. And it said that, dated May 2nd, now May 1st is when I sent my email, and it said that going forward, this contractor will not be providing bus services for Route 603, which is our bus route. Woohoo! Right? Yay! We are so happy because at that meeting, she blatantly did not care. Right? Laughed at us, was quite obnoxious to us. When we're concerned parents, I mean, you're hauling our children. There is nothing more precious in this world than our children. Your attitude, lady, not so cool. Happy, happy. So they did state that they have 45 days to find a replacement contractor and route, or bus, sorry. And then this route will be up for bids. So happy. So happy. Now, they had already written this letter, and because it was dated May 2nd, and it was May 4th that the bus broke down that morning. I'm sure transportation was just a bit on edge, waiting for all the phone calls from the parents, and we didn't. Probably why they sent the letter at the school and hoped that I would get it, right, immediately so I could spread the word. They even put it on their website. So that shows me that they're serious and that they're going to do it. We're still holding them accountable, though, because it hasn't happened yet, right? As far as we know, it's the same contractor. They asked for time to replace her. I hope they do it. I hope they don't go the full 45 days just to be jerks. I mean, we are well aware that we have inconvenienced them a lot, and they wished that we would shut up. We know that. And we understand they have other things to deal with. But at the same time, some things are worth fighting for. So this whole situation was not, I wouldn't call that a test. I would call it a sign that changes need to be created and happening, and that we were the parents to do it. I do believe there will also be a ripple effect about this, that other parents in similar situations will have a voice now. And that makes me happy. So let's move on to some ways we can tell if it's signs from the universe or tests from the universe. Now, let's talk about relationships. So whether it's friendships, yes, and I'm talking personal again, friendships or romantic partners. So I know when I was younger and dating, I kind of fell into lots of relationships because I just wasn't sure what I wanted. And so I always took it as a sign that I should date them if they asked me out sometimes. I know, even saying it, I'm like, really, Shannon? Well, they're calling me, they're paying attention to me, they must really want this relationship, so I'll give them a chance, let's try it. A little bit complacent about it I was at times, yes. Mm-hmm. And even friendships, you know, they want to go for lunch, well, you know, I'm not sure how I feel about them, but let's give it a shot and we'll try it. So I was completely not giving my power away, but also not holding my power, that it's my choice, my decision. I was kind of letting the universe decide. Now, we do this often, don't we? Let's let the universe decide. Okay, fair enough. But you have to understand that the universe is also supporting your soul growth. So the universe's decisions, as well as your soul's decisions to attract certain situations, are not going to be pleasant. Because we seem to sometimes fall in the pattern that, well, if the universe wants me to do it, it must be a good thing. But then you have to define good thing. Are you defining good thing as everything's always going to be enjoyable? Well, that's not realistic, is it? Well, the signs were there and I had to do that. Absolutely. Just be conscious of the fact that it might not be pleasant, but it's something for you to work through, experience, for you to evolve on a soul level. and we may not like it, right? May get tiresome. But situations and patterns will repeat themselves until we get it, and then they might still repeat themselves to show us that not only did we get it, but we handle it in a way that's better, or in a way that's less chaotic, in a way that is less dramatic. And that, my friends, is the point. I would love to hear your opinions on this. What do you think about this? You can send me a Facebook message from my page if you like, or send me an email, shannon@psychiccowgirl.com. It's tricky. This is one of the reasons why I launched the coaching program, because it's tricky. But the whole point is for you to grow and evolve your soul and to learn about yourself so you can have that firm foundation of integrity. Integrity gives you the unconditional power to express your most admired qualities and be proud of yourself. I love that. That's from Conscious Business by Fred. Oh, Fred, I forgot his last name. Yeah, I shouldn't be using his quotes if I can't remember his last name, right? Awkward. I know. Yes, I still have squirrel syndrome. I don't think that's going away anytime soon. It kind of fits in with the trying to remember what day it is, what month it is, what time it is. It's the shifting energies of our world. Things are changing. And trying to remain flexible is the best idea because it's happening. Whether we want it to or not, it's happening. Look at the Alberta election. It's happening. Now, so when you're dealing with these situations and you're trying to figure out if they're signs, if they're tests, trust yourself, right? Do what is right and what matches your integrity and belief system and foundation. You can't go wrong then, right? You also can't expect other people to meet you at that place. So what if it's a test for you to see how you handle it, but what if it's a sign for that other person that they need to change the way they're doing some things? That's how complex it can be. Kind of wild, right? And if you have these situations and you do react with yelling, screaming, creating drama and havoc, perhaps that's exactly what has to happen for the other person to hear you. This is what I mean. It's tricky because there's no straight answer. It's very dependent on the circumstances. It's dependent on your awareness, your soul growth, where you are at. But at the same time, these situations are so perfect for our learning. And we can resist them, absolutely, until you're ready to deal with it. Again, no wrong answer, right? It's fully dependent on who you are, where you're at in your awareness and consciousness, and what you want to work on. It's kind of cool, but crazy at the same time, I tell you what. And so this week, how's everybody doing this week? Today's only Wednesday. So far, it's been good. Good, good, good. Sunday, we have been looking for a bull to add to our herd, and we found one in our budget, so we are pretty happy. We're pretty happy with the bull. I'll be putting pictures on my Facebook page and Twitter feed once we actually have him here. We're not picking him up until after the 4-H show and sale is done because my children have heifers in the 4-H show, and we need the space to keep them handy to work on them. They're so adorable, so adorable. And then Monday, of course, I got the great news that this contractor, I'm pretty sure she voluntarily released her contract. The letter that they sent kind of sounds like maybe they fired her, but I don't think that's what happened. But you know what? I also don't blame them for kind of writing the letter in a way that we can interpret it either way. Because if we feel that they fired her, then it looks better that they have our back, right? But as far as I'm concerned, if she voluntarily released it, that's just as good. Although, if she voluntarily released, I did tell Mr. Transportation that we'd probably bring him cake. I may want to check on that to see if I have a promise I have to keep. Not until they keep theirs, though. I mean, we've had promises by them before. So energetically, it feels good, though. Feels great, actually. I don't know. I'll have all this extra time to work on fundraising for our parent group. So that's cool. Now, sometimes we'll go through patterns of learning where what we think are signs from the universe are actually tests, and we won't know until it's over. Right? We will not know until it's over. And it's sticky tricky, like I say, but you know, it's just how it has to go for us to learn. So one of my people put on Facebook this morning, instead of being ashamed of what you've been through, because when it's a test and we do things in a certain way, it can make us feel ashamed. Oh, I thought that that person coming into my life that meant he was my soulmate and that we were supposed to be together, and I kept trying, and I kind of embarrassed myself with my extra trying because it didn't work out, and now I never want to face him again or his friends. They probably talked about me. But instead of being ashamed of what you've been through, be proud of what you have overcome. What if it wasn't about you? What if he wasn't at the space that you were at and ready to meet you there? What if he had a bunch of learning and growth to do? And what if, yes, he was one of your soulmates, but only one of? Right? I've had this happen when I was young. I thought this one person was my soulmate. And all the signs from the universe were there. This was it. This was going to be the answer. And we were going to live happily ever after. And we went on a date, and, well, yeah, wasn't. The scenarios I'd built up in my head were so much better than the reality. So much better. And then someone else came into my life right around the same time, and we went on a date, and it was good, and we ended up dating. And it's only in hindsight I can see that they had very similar qualities. And so it was time, like, they came into my life, I was going to date either one or the other to learn what I needed to learn. And they weren't forever soulmates. That's not what their role was in my life, right? But when you're in a situation, you don't see that. It's not until you're out, right? So was it a test? Yeah. To see if I was ready to evolve, grow, and move on. And then someone else came into my life a little later, and I'm still married to him. Woo woo! And it's fabulous, actually. Actually. So this is the scoop. It's not easy. It's challenging. But when you can look back at it, when you have some time, I know, time, you'll see how perfect it was. Don't be hard on yourself. Do not be hard on yourself. Because the reality is, it happens to everybody, right? Like me chasing that guy. I can look back at it now and kind of cringe at myself, like, really, Shannon? But at the time, that's what I felt I had to do. I was a bit of a predator, probably. And it didn't work. And so I'm so grateful and thankful now. At the time, I was embarrassed for myself. But whatever, right? We grow, we evolve. And here's the other thing. People think about you way less than you do. You know, you can think that someone saw something or heard about you or something like that and they're thinking badly about you, but you'd be surprised to know how little it even entered their awareness. Perhaps what you perceived as them judging you was them not even thinking about what was going on. And then you feel bad and you feel like you need to, you know, make things right. But really, you just created an awkward situation because it didn't even occur to them there was a problem. Again, get to know yourself, right? Now, let's talk about asking for signs from the universe, though. Because I absolutely love this. I do it all the time. Because we can get so stuck in our heads, right, that we just need some perspective. We need a sign from the universe. Here's the trick. Pay attention. Pay attention to how that sign shows up because it might not be the way you think. Or you might feel like, okay, I'm going to get a sign from the universe. So, okay, if I flip a coin and it's heads, that means it's this answer. Yes, that's a way to get a sign from the universe, but here's my understanding of that. When you're flipping that coin and it's up in the air spinning, pay attention to what you want the answer to be. Then when it lands and you look, pay attention to your body reaction. That is what is your, that's what tells you your real answers. So say, I don't know, pick something. Say you're deciding whether to buy car A or car B. And so you're like, oh, this one has good qualities, this one has good qualities. I just don't know. I feel so confused. Flip your coin. Say heads is car A, tails is car B. While it's in the air, chances are you're going to know which one you want it to be. Oh, I really hope it lands on car B. Really, really hope. Lands. It's car A. And you look down, and in that moment, you feel like a sucker punch. Here's the scoop. Your answer is car B. Energy does not lie. We can misinterpret it, absolutely. Energy does not lie. So if you really want it to be car B and you just, you know, for some reason you feel like, oh, I should buy car A because it has this safety rating, but, oh, car B makes me feel so fabulous. Pay attention to that. That's what intuition is all about, getting to know you, because here's what is a very real possibility. You're like, all right, so you settle and you buy car A and you hate it. If you'd have paid attention to your intuition, your body energy, you would have known that car B was the right choice. Or you follow those signs and you buy car B and you're happy and it works out better than you expected. This is how this works, guys. It's not as simple. It's not as hard as we can make it out to be. Again, you have to get to know you. You on a soul level. You. What do you stand for? What is acceptable to you? What is not? Right? When I do healing energy work, so if I'm working with someone and we are trying to release their pattern of lacking self-confidence, so if I'm going to, you know, put in their energy, self-confidence, so they can have some or know when they're having it, I do a healing energetic thing where I teach you, and again, it's not me, I'm just the go-between, but we teach you how it feels to have self-confidence. And the reason we say how it feels, because we could just do, let's teach you how to be self-confident. But you're not going to trust that. And you're going to keep testing your own self because you don't believe it. It's not, it can't, it just doesn't work that way energetically and because we're human. So if we teach you how it feels to be self-confident, what that does is you'll know the difference. Oh, I'm reacting this way because I'm not confident in this situation. Oh, I got this because I feel very confident in this situation. It's knowing the difference. Because when you know the difference, you can say, okay, why don't I feel self-confident in this situation? Oh, okay. That's why I don't feel. Oh, well, I can fix that. It's gaining awareness and understanding of yourself. Huge. Because you know what? If we all were confident and secure in who we are, our world would be a vastly different place. Vastly different. Our egos wouldn't have to be on constant alert to protect us. There would be an awareness and an understanding. There would definitely be more kindness, more love. But we tend to react badly when we feel judged, when we feel insecure, when we feel not good enough, when we feel we're not enough. That's when humans behave badly. Changes. Change can be so challenging for a lot of people, and they react badly when they're forced to change. Just how they're programmed. So if you're someone who doesn't react well to change, you can sit in that energy and say, why? Why am I scared of this change? Why am I lashing out about this change? Can I really do anything about it? Chances are no, the change has already happened. And, I mean, I can go back to our election in Alberta. The change is done. NDP is in power, the end. There's nothing that can change that right now. And so you can rant and rave all you want about how terrible it's going to be and how scared you are and blah, 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 all of that, but it's not going to change what's happening. And that you have to work out in your own energy. And it will take a bit of time. I'm pretty sure this is going to be a bumpy road. As a friend and I were messaging this morning, it's going to be bumpy for a bit. That's what happens when there's a change, right? It gets bumpy for a while, and then it's worth it. It's like taking a leap of faith. Cycles. Let's talk a little bit about cycles, because we get in them, and we tend to stay there for a while we're learning. And there was a really good oracle card that came up on the page yesterday. Again, time means nothing. Cycle. Yes, it was. From the Sacred Geometry Genosh Oracles. I love those. So here's what's going on in our world right now. And, you know, it fits everybody. We are close to an important turning point. You can sense it, but something is still preventing you from pushing forward. Could be fear. Something you can't quite put your finger on. I do feel this intensely right now. You've examined everything, tried everything, studied every situation in detail. What is still missing? In this way, you keep being stuck in a process that should have been completed a long time ago. But maybe you didn't believe that you could overcome it, and that's why it keeps coming up, right? It is creating chaos and frustration because you keep going round in vicious circles. I feel that way with that bus thing. You experience something, which is then followed by an emotion which incites thinking. Until the same experience returns and everything starts all over again. The key to break through this pattern is by starting to consider your processes to be cyclical. Each revolution leads to the next experience, which will start once you dare to let go of the old. Please remember that letting go is not the same as losing something. Letting go is receiving. Wipe the slate clean, so to speak, and by doing so, you will make room for something new. My favorite way to let go of situations is by doing the soul letter. It's on my website. If you go to where all the page listings are and you click on blog and then on practical techniques, and it's the soul letter. I love the soul letter. I use it a lot. To let go of situations, to let go of people, to let go of experiences. So you follow this soul soul letter format. Write it on a blank piece of computer paper and pen in your own words, and then burn it. Completely effective. Completely effective. And then pay attention to what energy that creates. Again, lots of times it's not what we think. It's not what we're accustomed to have happening. And that can surprise us, or we can ignore it. Right? We have a choice. We can just put our head in the sand and pretend none of this is happening. Absolutely, we have a choice. We are not powerless. Never will be powerless. Never. Okay. That feels like a bit heavy. And it is. It's not necessarily heavy. It's just a lot. It's a lot to process. When we change ourselves and our patterns of being because it's no longer working, we can create definitely new experiences. And even though Virginia's not on with me today, I'm going to go there. Parallel universes. I'm going there. So, again, because I can, let's talk about the election. There could be another universe where there was different results. Maybe the progressive conservatives stayed in power. So there's another aspect of all of us in Alberta who are experiencing a very different reality. Freaky cool, right? With this shifting and not being aware of time, we are also skipping between universes a lot more than we ever have. Ever be doing something and you sort of like come back into your body for a sec, like, and you're like, okay, that's what I'm up to. Like, you're kind of surprised at where you're at, and you kind of have to, like, give yourself a bit of an energetic shake to see where you're at, who you are, what you're doing. Kind of like a deja vu, but not quite. Happening? Is that happening to all of you? And the reason we are skipping between universes and parallel lives is to accelerate our learning. So the aspect of us who are living a different reality from what we are living right now, so the NDPs did not get in power, somebody else did, those aspects of us experience that reality, and then we can share the energies and the information. I know, sounds outrageous and complicated, but it's actually super cool. You know, it's always nice when someone else can experience something so you don't have to and you can learn from that. Look at it that way. It's just been happening more, though, because it's almost like, whoa, which reality am I in? Where am I right now? It used to be more so during dream time, like when we're sleeping at night, but with these shifting energies and changes, it's happening, right? I'd be curious. Send me a message. Is it happening to you? How often? How often do you go, whoa? Okay. It's almost like you zone out, right? You do. You zone out into a theta brainwave, and then you can experience crazy things. Crazy but cool. I know. Our life is so weird. So weird. It's going to be interesting to see what happens. I tell you what. Now, I'm being nudged to make sure I do the chakra cleanse, so a lot of your spiritual team is saying, let's do it, let's do it. Don't want to run out of time. So I'm going to play that right now, and then we'll have a few minutes after that, and I'll come back, and maybe I'll share something else interesting. Hard to say. Let's see.
This is a meditation to balance and cleanse our chakras. I'd like you to sit up straight, have your feet flat on the floor, nothing crossed. Give yourself a nice breath in. And out. I would like you to visualize or imagine deep, thick roots growing out the bottom of your feet, deep, deep into Mother Earth. Feel yourself grounding and connecting with Mother Earth with those deep, thick roots. Nice breath in and out. Now, imagine or visualize a white ball of energy coming up from each of those roots into the bottom of your feet. Visualize or imagine those balls of light traveling up your leg. You may feel a warm, tingling sensation. Move those balls of light up your leg, through your shin, past your knees, up your thighs, higher, higher. And then both balls of white light are going to join together at your root chakra, at your pelvis. Your root chakra deals with feelings and energies of having the right to be here. The root chakra is symbolized as red. I want you to imagine or visualize a red ball. Symbolism is personal, but I want you to have something that you're focusing on. So if it's a red ball, I want you to start spinning it until it's bright, shiny, shiny red. Right now it may look cloudy or dirty. It may be really big or it may be really small. I want you to spin this ball of energy until it's shiny, bright, sparkly red. Spinning, spinning. The root chakra deals with energies of money, career, home, needs, and possessions. So it's really important to have this one balanced. I want you to spin it, spin it, spin it until it's bright and shiny. If you are having trouble visualizing or imagining, Archangel Raphael will be there to help you. Archangel Raphael is also going to vacuum away all the cruddy energy that comes off your chakras. So spinning, spinning, spinning. We like to give this one a really good cleanse. Spin it just a smidge more. Fantastic. You are doing great. Okay? Now this one is all shiny clean and it's in your body. Again, there's no way to do this wrong. Now, I want you to move up to your sacral chakra, which is located midway between your pelvis and the base of your spine. This one's an orange ball of light. I want you to spin that one. This is where we have our feelings and emotions. Let's spin that one until it's bright, shiny orange. This is where we are able to set boundaries when we have this one balanced. Feeling joy. Let's really spin that one and give it a nice big cleanse. Spinning, 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 spinning. For all of us that have trouble saying no at times, you can feel why it would be important to have this one balanced. Excellent. Give it a few more spins until it's bright, shiny orange. You guys are doing fabulous. Okay, now that that one feels good, move up again to our solar plexus chakra. This one is the yellow one. This one is where we can make choices. We set our intentions through this one and have our will to do things. It involves self-direction, self-esteem, and the power of transformation. So let's spin this yellow light until it's bright, shiny, and sparkly clean. Spinning, spinning. Nice. Focus on spinning that one a little more. Perfect. I can feel all the energies flying off to be vacuumed away. We're going to feel so good after this. All right. So now that that one's all shiny, let's move up to our heart chakra. This one's green. This one deals with love and I give, I care, forgiveness, generosity. So let's spin this heart chakra until it's shiny green and infused with sparkles. We want to have a pretty heart chakra. And spinning, 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 spinning. Fabulous. Keep spinning that one. You're doing great. Spin it some more. Feels like everybody's is nice and sparkly, shiny. Okay, great. Now, If that one's back in place, let's move up to our throat chakra. This one is blue. We're going to spin that ball of light energy until it's shiny. This is the one where we have expression, where we listen, where we can communicate. It's all about using our voice. So let's spin, spin, spin this one. We can communicate clearly. Spinning, spinning. Fantastic. If you find that your throat chakra feels out of balance often, grab a sodalite or a lapis lazuli. Those stones will really help with that. I wear them when doing the radio show. It's really, really helpful. Okay, let's spin that one just a little bit more. You're doing fantastic. Okay, now that that one's all clean, let's move up to our third eye chakra located in our foreheads. This one has to do with telepathy, intuition, imagination, visualizing, all that good stuff that you've been doing. So this one is the darker purple color, and we're going to spin it until it's very sparkly. Nice. Keep spinning. Our intuition's located here, so we like to have this one clean so we can get our messages right. Keep spinning. Excellent. Spinning, spinning. Perfect. Kate, now that it's nice and shiny, clean, deep, deep purple. I see a lot of yours as deep, deep purple. Beautiful. Okay, let's move up to our crown chakra located at the top of our head. Now this one is a pale violet, or you might see it as clear. We're going to spin that ball of light until it's bright, shiny, clean, and sparkly. This is where our psychic and intuitive abilities can be found. Our faith, our connection to the divine, ability to trust life, values, ethics, courage. Lots of stuff happened in this crown chakra. So let's spin that one until it's really, really clean. Excellent. Great, you guys have been working on this. This one was pretty clean. Okay, so let's put that one where it's supposed to go. And remember, there's no way to do this wrong. Just the act of listening to my voice and doing this exercise will create the energies, and it will happen. It's as simple as that. Let's visualize or imagine that ball of light again, just right above your head. And then you're going to move it down through your face, down through your neck, down through your chest, down through your pelvis. That ball of light is going to break into two, and each ball of light is going to go down your thighs, past your knees. You're going to feel refreshed, able to focus. You're going to have a lot of clarity after this meditation. Continue sending that ball of light through past your knees, down your shin, and out the bottoms of your feet. And ground you deep, deep, deep into Mother Earth. And then you can bring your awareness back to the room, back to your body. Meditation is about doing what feels natural to you. You're letting the energy do the work. Takes a little trust, takes a little faith. But if you practice it, you can come back to this meditation anytime and replay it. Have an excellent day.
Hey, I truly love that meditation. I'm going to share this with you. I had a friend who had an aura photo done, and her chakras were pretty balanced, so she sent me a message saying, thank you, because I know she listens to this. So it works, which I know because I always feel like I want to stretch and wiggle, though, after the chakra meditation. It's just such a cleansing and releasing. Okay, so last few tips. If you feel like you're stuck in this cycle and patterns and they keep happening and happening, smudge. Grab some sage, smudge your house. If you have a pendulum, grab it. And my favorite thing to do with a pendulum is to, you know, with your elbow nice and anchored, and to, like, touch it to the tabletop and then lift it up and say, clear the energies of. This morning I cleared my ranch. I like to clear the school. I clear for my friends. And then just let it swing until it stops swinging. That's how you clear energies with a pendulum. I know. I'm really sorry, Barb. I need to do the YouTube video for you so that I can show you all visually how to use your pendulum. And I just haven't got to it. My bad. Hopefully now that I have less bus things to worry about, I will have time for more fun things like creating that YouTube video. Okay, so smudge a lot, sea salt bath. When you're going through this, you need sea salt bath to cleanse your aura. It's like an energy reset. Hugely effective, hugely, hugely, hugely. So make sure you're doing those. You can add other bath salts too, but you really need just the sea salt that you can buy at the drugstore, health food stores, bottom shelf at Walmart, beside the Epsom salts. Get some sea salt. You need to make sure that you're really taking care of yourself. Have a way to release energies when they start to build up. I dance. If I'm feeling really, really frustrated and angry and irritated, I will put on Just Dance and dance to it. Or I just put on my Bluetooth speaker with my iPod and some of my favorite songs and dance. It just helps. It raises your vibrations. It releases energy. Or jump up and down, have a hissy fit, screaming and yelling. Hopefully you don't have neighbors close enough to hear you. Because you need a way to release the energies that are building up. And now, again, if you keep finding yourself in the same patterns and cycles, just take a look at why. Is it to show you that you've grown? Is it to show you that there's areas where growth is, you know, a really good idea? All this is happening for our benefit, even if it doesn't feel like it. And when you get through it, it's like you're a whole new you. And that's pretty cool. So an example that I'm going to give you, that I know I give it a lot, but it's pretty profound for myself. So today I'm going to the school and I'm running an event with my co-chairperson, and we're doing a spell-a-thon. And the kids have a spelling test, and then we have an assembly, and usually the principal is the one that does all the speaking, but he's not available, so it's going to be me. I'll be up in front of everybody talking. That would not have happened 4 years ago. Are you kidding me? I would have been paralyzed, terrified. Part of it is doing this radio show for 4 years, and part of it is all the confidence I've gained by becoming self-aware, conscious, and just working at it. So you guys can all think of me at 1 o'clock when I'm in front of all the school and having them cheer for us and seeing who wins the pizza party for doing well at the spell-a-thon. And we also do a teacher challenge. We make the teachers do something fun just for the kids' benefit, right? We want to raise the vibration and energy. So that's what I get to do after this. So I wish you all a really great day, and I'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with your host, myself, Shannon Lackman. If you'd like to learn more about me and what I offer, please go to my website, www.psychiccowgirl.com. All my sessions and services are listed there. If you would like to get a deal, tell me that you've listened to the radio show and use the code word, Raphael, and you will automatically get 20% off because I will know that you've been listening to the radio show. I wish you all a most excellent day, and I hope you tune in soon.